In this episode, you'll discover three ways to guarantee listeners binge your podcast episodes over your competitors.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Targ O'Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wanneri.
And in this episode, you'll discover why having guests on your podcast is slowing down your podcast growth.
The specific type of titles you need to get more listeners itching to listen to your next podcast episode.
And finally, the number one mistake we see podcasters make trying to break past slow and steady growth. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster.
Stig, look, as we both know, and I think as most of our listeners should know this, and if you're new here, you're about to find out. There are three specific things every podcast, if you're a business owner, expert, coach, consultant, that you need in order to grow a show. What are they, Sig?
Well, firstly, you need a way to turn strangers into listeners. Secondly, you need a way to keep those same listeners coming back for more. And thirdly, you need a new way to reach more of the right listeners.
Now, for this particular episode, we're not going to dive into how to turn more strangers into listeners. We have different episodes for that. And we're not going to dive into how to reach way more listeners for your show. In a funny way, this will actually help you grow your podcast regardless, but we're not going to focus specifically on exposure strategies. What we are going to focus on is point number two. How can you get more of your current listeners, or rather, just how can you get more of your listeners overall coming back for more? If you have 1,000 new listeners who've just discovered your show, how do we get those 1,000 same listeners coming back for more? Most podcasts completely screw this up, meaning they get loads of exposure, but a show still doesn't grow.
Oh, but Anthony, I don't need listeners coming back for more. My content is good. I just need more exposure. I just need more listeners.
Now, that's what we typically hear. Your content likely is really good. And most of the time we're working with clients, the issue isn't that the content is bad necessarily. However, I think that when most people look at their monthly downloads, and let's say it's at 2,000 monthly downloads, and then the next month is 2,000, they think that is the exact same listeners who keep coming back for more. And it makes logical sense, right? I'm getting 2,000 monthly downloads, so surely those are the exact same listeners. But the thing is, Tyke, what do most business owners, experts, coaches miss when they look at their monthly downloads?
Well, most look at their monthly downloads, see them somewhat plateauing, maybe dipping a little bit, but often within a ceiling, like bouncing between, say, 500 and 1,000. Or bouncing between 2,000 and 3,000. But the point is not consistently growing. It looks like you're just not getting any new listeners and you've got a small audience base that's not growing past that. But if you had such super fans, they'd probably be spreading the word about your show, listening to more and more of your episodes, and your downloads would be going up. What's actually happening is people are finding your show more than you think. And we can get into the reasons for that, maybe now, maybe another time. But people do discover your podcast here and there. It's just that people leave as fast as they come. And those same 1,000 downloads you get every month, it's not all the same people and no one new. It's people leaving and people coming, but not enough people sticking around to actually grow that mass and compound things. So this is why, if you're listening right now, no matter where you are in your podcast journey or no matter what your growth is actually looking like at the moment, point two is very, very relevant to you. And unless your show is growing month to month, this episode will certainly help you in keeping listeners coming back for more so you can actually grow with momentum consistently month after month.
Awesome. Now, point number one, pain point focused titles. What the hell do I mean? Well, if you think about it, you have your episode titles. Now, for the most part, most podcasts' episode titles, I'll say 98% of the times generated by AI or some kind of ChatGPT or Google or whatever AI you use. The issue is that oftentimes these titles are really vague, they're unclear, and they're just very fluffy. Like, you know, like the other day I went to see some penguins, and have you seen like baby penguins when they're like, they shed skin
or shed fur? No, I didn't know they shed skin.
They don't shed skin, they shed fur.
Okay, well, I didn't know they shed fur either.
They look really fluffy. You know, that's what I think of when I think about like AI generated episode titles. But we digress. Look, what we're trying to say here is a great way to keep more listeners coming back for more is by not having episode titles that are vague and generic, but have episode titles that are pain point focused. And the reason why this is so important is because if you're trying to convince more of your current listeners to keep listening to your episodes, and you have episode titles that demonstrate the problem you're going to solve and calls out the pain point of your listeners, and again, presenting the episode as the solution, people keep listening. They'll keep binging. They'll keep enjoying the content because you're calling out the exact things they're going through. And you're saying, hey, over here, keep listening in because I've got the solution for you. But Tyke, if you have vague, generic, AI fluffy content, AI fluffy titles, it means that new listeners who discover your show, they might go through your back catalog, but not click play because none of them really jumps out of them, because none of them calls out their particular situation, because none of them are pain point focused.
Exactly. Really, having a pain point focused title versus just having a descriptive title, so to speak, like a fluffy title or generic title, is that it makes it a, I need this right now, instead of just a nice to have, maybe I'll check it out later. And you know that if it's a maybe check out later, that's not a good spot to be for growing a show. There are lots of things that are maybe check out later. Too many things, hundreds of things that people have every day to maybe check out later. So yes, you might be thinking pain point focused titles. That sounds really aggressive. That sounds really, I didn't want to market this way. It's not harming anyone. It's just making sure your content gets heard and actually really helps the right people that need it.
So look, the new perspective that we would both like to share with you is that your title is one of the only things that will turn more strangers into listeners. That's true, because if you're promoting online on social media, or if you're sharing and promoting your episode to your newsletter, then the only thing people have to decide whether to click play and listen is your titles. But we also want to share the fact that, hey, if you have current listeners who have checked out the show, they're either going to look at your back catalog and look at the titles. If the titles aren't pain point focused, why would they click play and listen? If they're just vague and generic, you'll get ignored. And more importantly, when you put out new content, if your titles aren't pain point focused, then again, they don't have a reason to stick around. So there you go. Having pain point focused titles positions your show as something way more valuable than just an episode talking about a specific topic. It's the thing that someone needs to solve a painful problem they're currently experiencing. And that makes it way harder for them to ignore it.
There we go. And this is something that you can go and implement for your next episode, or even today, even if you've not got another episode coming out for a week, go and update one of your past titles that didn't have a lot of downloads to make this change. Make it urgent, make it related to something your listeners are going through right now, and watch what happens. We have done this with lots of clients and seen podcast episodes that were not downloaded in like a year get their first few downloads. It's an instant change you can see. Anyway, that's only the first one we're sharing with you today. Anthony, what is the second way that people listening can guarantee their podcast gets binged way more than other shows in their space?
So the second thing is focusing on delivering consistent quality to your audience. And
heard that one before.
I think we get told that so many times, right? Like consistent quality, what does that even mean? Here's an example of what not having consistent quality episodes look like. And there's one that might be surprising. Imagine for a second, you want to get your haircut, you go to a barber, it's a totally new spot. The first time round that you get your haircut, it's incredible. You feel amazing. You know, he did it perfectly. But let's say you go in 2 weeks later to get another haircut, but it's a different guy who's cutting your hair and he does an okay job. Then a week after that, you go in again and then it's a different guy and that guy does an even worse job. What's the likelihood? I know, right? What's the likelihood, Tyke, you go back for the fourth time to get your haircut at this barber's?
Well, I would only do that if it was the only barber in town and I had no choice at that point.
And unfortunately, you're in a town that's got so many other options. So Tyke, what the hell does this have to do with keeping more listeners binging on our podcast over the competition?
Well, if you went to a barber's and the haircuts and ultimately the people cutting the hair was inconsistent, you really wouldn't go back, provided that there's other barbers in the same town that can give you that consistency, right? The same applies to any service, and your podcast content is a service in that sense. So for listeners, when they come to your show, yes, of course, you can be consistent, but when you're asking questions and putting the spotlight on a guest, the quality of the episode is largely defined, or I would say over 50% is largely defined by the quality of the guest, right? And you can't always control that. I'm not sure how many times you've had a guest that wasn't what you expected. Maybe ones that were smashed out of the park, and then others that were just kind of meh, just kind of average, you know? If that's you, if you've felt that way before, then you are in that spot where listeners are coming to the show. They got a really good experience one time, but they're not the same another time. So what are they going to do? Well, it's like the barbers, right? They're probably not going to come back to your show, provided that there's other shows in that space. Now, unless you're in some crazy niche, like, I don't know, beekeeping or something like that, there are probably other podcasts in your space. There are almost certainly lots of other podcasts in your space. And you're almost certainly competing with a lot of other podcasts in your same niche, in your same field. So you really can't afford to be mixing and matching or even gambling on the quality of your guest and therefore the quality of your content, because you're just going to risk people not wanting to come back. They don't know what they're going to get. It's inconsistent. A different show will give them that. So why should they listen to yours?
I think something that's interesting to note is a lot of people might think, hey, these guys are chatting shit. No way. I love guests. My guests are awesome. And we're not necessarily saying that your guests aren't awesome. We're just saying that based on our own experience, seeing working with our clients and seeing the retention time and the engagement rate of the episodes when it's a guest focused show. If you look at the retention time of your episodes where you've interviewed guests, you'll see that it varies dramatically. So if you have an episode where one episode has an engagement rate of 60, the next one 50, the next one 100, the next one 67, like that shows you straight away that the quality of your content is varying enough to affect your listeners' engagement on each episode. So I think the new perspective that we want to share with you is this, and it's really simple. Having guests where their energy, tone, their humor varies dramatically keeps way less people listening to your show. I'm sure you've had experiences like Tiger's mentioned where you thought the episode was going to do really well, and I'm sure you've had experiences where you've interviewed people where they sucked and others who have crushed it. And if you think that they sucked, what do you think your listeners will think when they listen to the episode? And again, if you're still not convinced, just look at your retention time on Apple Podcasts Connect or Spotify Analytics for podcasters, and it'll be clear as day when you see the retention time and the engagement rate on each episode. So look, Ty, we've covered so far two things that our listeners can do to keep way more listeners coming back for more. The first is having pinpoint focused titles. The second is delivering high quality content consistently by essentially ditching and deprioritizing guest episodes and having more of a focused, which is the solution, on a solo podcast episode where you're the person determining the tone, the energy, the style, and people get to know you and build that familiarity with you. What's the third thing that our listeners can do to, again, keep more listeners coming back for more? What's the final point?
Well, the third thing is to have a unique podcast, a truly unique podcast that's tangibly different from everything else out there.
My podcast is unique, you know, I give it how it is. I give it to them straight. I'm no bullshit, you know, practical tips, all that stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, I've heard that 1,000 times. So I can't be that unique. No, all jokes aside, that might make you as a host unique if you do that to like a 1% level, because everyone would say they are honest and say it how it is, etc. But those are things where that's subjectively unique. But objectively unique is, it's really hard to say whether personality traits are truly unique, right?
I get it. Makes sense why it would be subjective. But what are some examples of what an objectively unique show looks like?
Oh, I got tons of examples. Let's mix it up a bit. We normally talk about business shows or parenting shows, something like that. Let's take it to the niche of history podcasts, right? Ooh. And like any show, there's going to be lots of interview shows. Now, that might be a specific part of history, and there'll be a lot of general history shows that interview general people that can speak on history to varying degrees. So again, it's going to be hard to stand out, right? And no matter how much the host says, oh, well, I say it how it is, or I really make my guests laugh, and my guests say I ask the most interesting questions, that's always subjectively unique rather than objectively unique. And the reason for that is because it's up for debate whether that can be found elsewhere. Another host could just say, yeah, but I also say it how it is. And you can't really argue that, right? So again, it's a very blurred line in terms of whether that is actually unique enough. So we have to be something that is a hard line in the sand. This can be found elsewhere or this cannot be found elsewhere. For the history show, a great example of this with a history podcast is one that interviews reenactors of famous people from the past. For example, an Abraham Lincoln impersonator. And he interviews them and he puts it through a telephone effect and frames it as a phone call through history to the late Abraham Lincoln or Jack the Ripper or anyone like that. And as you can imagine, if you framed it as a phone call through history to Jack the Ripper, he'd have no idea what a phone is. So that would be a whole thing. It would be super weird. Obviously, Jack the Ripper, you can't actually interview. So just the fact you're interviewing someone who's playing his character is different. There's probably no other show who are interviewing impersonators of famous people from history, framing it as a phone call, right? So that is objectively unique because you can objectively have the audio go through a telephone effect, or you can objectively be interviewing impersonators, or you cannot be, you know? So that concept of the show is objectively unique if there are no other shows doing that.
Got it. That makes so much sense. And now where my mind goes is, well, why is this important and how does this link into keeping more listeners coming back for more? Well, if you think about it, for the most part, if you're listening to the show right now, there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of other shows in a similar space to you. Now, if you want to keep more listeners listening to your specific podcast, but your podcast just blends into every other show out there, why would they keep listening to your show? Because again, they can get your type of content anywhere else. Whereas if you just discovered this history show and you're a fan of history and you love the concept and you love the experience that calling history gives you, you're gonna stick around because it's so unique and you literally, objectively, can't get that type of content anywhere else. That's why people will stick around and that's what allows you to gain traction so much faster.
And with something as interesting as that, and again, as objectively unique, it gets to the point where people are much more likely to share it with their friends. Because if you just tell a friend, oh, I heard this really good podcast, you should listen to it. And they say, oh yeah, what's it about? And it's like, oh, it's this person interviewing people. You know, you'd have to really sell that idea really well for them to think, oh, okay, I'll check it out. Because it just sounds like a podcast they've already listened to, right? But if you say, oh, it's this podcast and you would like it because it's about history, but he basically interviews dead people. Like he hires impersonators. It sounds like a phone call. You know, the people don't know what a phone is. It's crazy. It's so much easier to sell that idea of the show. And, you know, this goes all sorts of things. Not just you sell the idea of your show to listeners, but listeners to actually sell the idea of the show when they talk about it, you know? And we've seen shows with really interesting concepts like this spread a lot through word of mouth. So that's why I want to bring this point up. We don't talk too much about word of mouth as a growth tactic on this podcast, but the way to grow through word of mouth, or the best way to do it, is just to have a crazy show concept that people can't stop talking about. And if you do this, to bring this back to the point of this episode, you will certainly have listeners binging your show more than other shows in your space.
So look, like we mentioned at the start of the episode, there are three specific ways that you need to grow your podcast. Number one, a way to turn more strangers into listeners. Number two, a way to keep those listeners coming back for more. And number three, a way to reach more of the right listeners. Now, on this episode, we focus on point number two, how to keep more listeners coming back for more, how to get your listeners binging your content over your competitors. And we'll highlight the three specific things you can start doing today, which is number one, go from having AI vague, boring titles to pain point focused episode titles. Number two, focus on delivering high quality content consistently by ditching randomized guests that give you a different flavor each day of the week and focus more so on solo episodes where you're the person, where you're the source controlling the quality of the content. And finally, the last point that we made, which is having a truly unique podcast that's objectively unique, not subjective. This will allow you to stand out in a crowded market and will allow you to gain traction so much faster. As always, we share this content to help you understand why your show isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you'd like and giving you very simple and actionable steps you can start taking today to move your podcast growth and monetization in the right direction. So we hope you found this valuable. And with that being said, we'll catch you on Monday's episode.
See you Monday.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.